Okay, we are up to the Mishnah on Nunbeis and Beis. On the bottom, Chamor. Okay, so if you remember, this parak is all about the animals going out with bundles on it, and for various reasons, they might not be able to go out with the bundle, either because it's called a masui, it's called an extra burden, and it's aser mishum Tosas, the first Tosas in the parak mentioned, Tosas Mishum Laman Yanuach, it's Shvisas Behemto. Your animals have to rest, therefore there are certain malachas that they are not allowed to do. A, that's one reason it might not be able to go out. B, a second reason it might not go out is because there's a chash that the article of clothing or the bundle on it might fall down, and if it falls down, I might come to walk with it. Dalan Amitzin Rishus Arabim. That's the second reason why I might not be able to put it on the animal to go out on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so continuing that theme, this Mishnah continues. Chamar yotzi b'merdas b'zman shikshur bo. A chamar is allowed to go out with a merdas. Rashi says a merdas is a type of cloth that goes under the saddle of the animal, of the chamar. And Rashi here explains something that the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, that this beged, not only protects the animal from the getting scratched by the saddle, but it also keeps it warm. And the Gemara later on is going to say that the chamar is always a little chilly, even in the summer months. So therefore, this mirda'as is always good for the chamar, and that's what the Mishnah says, that a chamar is allowed to go out with a mirda'as as long as it's tied down. Right, because if it's not tied down, the Gemara is going to talk about it, that it might fall off, and there's more chashos that what you might do with it. But as long as it's tied down, it's not called a masui. Zecharim yotzin levuvin. Zecharim, rams are allowed to go out levuvin. Rechelos, the Gemara will talk about what that is, levuvin. Rechelos yotzos shechuzos kavulos ukavunos. Rechelos, sheep are allowed to go out in these three ways. The Gemara is going to talk about what these are, mostly tomorrow, not today. Ha'izim, what about goats? Yotzos tsururos, can go out with their udders tied. Rashi here explains there are two ways for an animal to have its udders tied. And the Tanakhama here is mattering both. One way is to tie it very tightly, which would eventually dry up all the milk that would be in the udders. That's one reason why you would put a covering on these udders, because you want to dry it up, because Rashi explains you want the animal to become pregnant again. But either way, so you don't want it shaloyach livu oats. You don't want it to be giving milk anymore. So that's one reason you would tie it very tightly. Another reason is you would tie it loosely in order to catch the milk that is falling out of the udders. That's another reason why it would be tied on. But those are two ways that it can be tsurur, so the word sarur, to be tied. So the Tanakhama says that izim, goats, are allowed to go out tsururos either way, right? Because the Tanakhama is not machalik, which one is allowed? They're both mutter. Reb Yossi oser bekulan. Reb Yossi says, no, they're all usser. All of the previous listed animals are usser to go out on Shabbos. Chutz v'dak rechelin makavunos. Except for the kavunos sheep. As we'll see what kavunos are, Rashi alludes to it, that it's shmiras simran. It's some type of guard that its wool does not become dirty. But that's the only action that Reb Yossi says is mutter. That's not called extra. That's not called masu. You know, the others, he does not except. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is bachalik between the two types of tying. Izim yotzos trus liyabesh avalol chalev. Ha'izim, goats are allowed to go out with their udders tied liyabesh if the purpose was to dry up their milk, because then it's on very tightly and there's no chash that it's going to fall off. Avalol chalev, but not to when it's on there to catch the milk, because then it's on looser, and the chash is that it might fall off and you might come to carry this garment. Dalat Amos in Rishos HaRabim. Okay, so those are a few examples of types of coverings and protection of the animals that are allowed and not allowed. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel on the top, V'huk shakshur alom Erev Shabbos. It is only, when is it mutter in all these cases when you're allowed to tie down? When it's kasher may Erev Shabbos. When you put the tie on an Erev Shabbos, that's when it's mutter. But if you put the tie on Shabbos, if you tie these on Shabbos, even a merdas, the merdas, let's say that's mutter, the first line of the Mishnah, there's only mutter when you tie it on Erev Shabbos. Why can't you tie it on Shabbos? The Mitzvah here points out, we're not talking about a way where you're going to tie it with a kesher shel kayama, with an Amidah Raisa. That's obvious. kosher is one of the malachas. So obviously we're not talking about that, that, oh, you have to tie to Erev Shabbos, or else you're going to be violating the malacha of kosher. No, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, for even if you tie it in a way that is not kosher midah or raisa, still, it's you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. Tosfos here quotes three opinions. Why? Rashi on top, Tosfos quotes Rashi from later on, that says, if you tie it to Bekshur Be'erev Shabbos, having Malbush HaChamor. If you tie it from before Shabbos, then Haraya, that reflects that the donkey needs this. It's part of his regular getup, and therefore it's not a Masui. But if you only put it on now, after Shabbos starts, obviously this donkey does not need it. It's not always called. It would have been on before Shabbos. If it's only put on Shabbos, so then it could be called a Masui. The Tosfos quotes two other interpretations. Va'od yesh lafarish de be'enik shur me'erev Shabbos mechzi kemechavin lahotzaz hamardas. If you davka put something on right before the donkey goes out, it appears that you want it to be taken out. Right? Why are you putting it on right before he goes out? So another isadra button why you can't put it on Shabbos. For parat pirish, a lot of Rabbi Parats in Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos. We just had one yesterday on top of the Tosfos. But anyway, Rabbi Parats says the mechzikilu miskavin laholech abeim l'makom rachol. Okay, you used to put this on when they used to take long trips, so therefore it would be a problem. The Rush here quotes another opinion that maybe the reason is because of the Issa Drabbanon of Ishtam Shus Babali Chaim. We've mentioned you're not allowed to move animals on Shabbos. Animals are Muksa. So the Rush says maybe here when you put this on, you're obviously going to be touching the animal. So that's why it would be a problem. I saw a quote that the Prima Gadim is Machalik, a nafkamina between the Rush's answer about the Chashash's touching the animal versus all these others that, all these other approaches that Tosfos quotes, and that is, what if a non-Jew puts it on Shabbos? Is there a problem? So according to the Rush's reason is only the Maisa putting it on. That's the problem, because it's the Hishtam Shus Behema. So if a guy does it, so then it should be mutter, because you didn't violate. But according to all the other three reasons that Tosfos quotes, the issue isn't putting it on, the act of putting it on, it's having it on afterwards. Right? Having it on, because it appears like a Masli, it appears like that you're going to take it out. So according to that, then even if a non-Jew puts it on, it would be a problem. So that's a nafkamina between the Rush's reason and the other reasons quoted in Tosfos. Amar of Nachman, second line, Masisa Nami Deka, the Mishnah also proves that it must be referring to a case where this Mardas, this cloth under the saddle was tied on before Shabbos, Diktani, because the next Mishnah says, on Daf Nun Dalid, after this Mishnah lists all the things that are allowed, says the next Mishnah, the opposites, the parallel, the what things are not allowed. A chamor, a donkey, cannot go out with this merdas, with this cloth, if it is not tied down underneath the saddle. So, hey, chidami, what is that Mishnah referring to? Ile, mashin, akshur, lo, klal, if it's not tied down at all, pshita, domonafi, lo, vasal, asuye. So then that's obvious that the Mishnah doesn't have to be telling you that if something's not tied down, something's just on the back of an animal, of course there's going to be a xavid rabbanon to go out with that, that it might fall off and you might come to carry it. So that's not what that Mishnah must mean. Elolav she'ena k'shur me'erev Shabbos. So that Mishnah must be talking about a case where it's not tied from Erev Shabbos. So our Mishnah allows something. Mashma, what's our Mishnah talking about? If that Mishnah, to fit the two Mishnahs together, if that Mishnah is telling me what I'm not allowed to do, that I'm not allowed to tie it in Erev Shabbos, so this Mishnah, which allows tying it down, must be talking about a case where you tied it down before Shabbos. Fine. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's also a Tosefta, which proves this. Chamor Yotzei B'Merdas, B'Zman Shekshur Lo Me'erev Shabbos. The Tosefta says it Beferish. This Chamor could go out with this cloth under the saddle. As long as it was tied down from Erev Shabbos, again, it's used for warmth of the animal, and it protects it, so therefore it is Mutter. V'lo B'Ukaf, so now this is new. Ava B'Shekshur Lo Me'erev Shabbos. What about the saddle itself? The Merdas underneath, which keeps the animal warm also, so that you're allowed to put on as long as it's on from Erev Shabbos. But the Ukaf, the saddle itself, so that you cannot have the animal go out with, even if it's tied on from before Shabbos. We'll see why a little later on in the daf. The Gemara is going to describe why. What's wrong with a saddle? Rav Shiva Gamliel Lomer, Af Be'ukaf, Bizman Shekshul Omer Erev Shabbos. Rashbag is Mekel. No, the saddle can even be put on from Erev Shabbos, as long as with the following provision. The saddle can be put on, as long as it's on before Shabbos, as long as you don't tie it in a way which makes it appear like you're going to be doing serious bundle carrying. The first one, Masrichan, Rashi explains that you're going to tie, Rashi just quotes this French word, which means that you're going to tie it underneath the neck of the animal. Usually the saddle's tied underneath the middle part of the animal. But if the saddle's going to be tied down either in the front by the neck also, or by the tail in the back, which is Navo, so then that was put on, the Mefarshim explained, to make sure the saddle doesn't slide. Let's say if you go on uphill or downhill, so the bundles on top of the saddle don't slide. So that's why if you put the saddle on in that way with those ties, so then that's an Issur Drabanan, because that appears like you're putting on the saddle in order to carry heavy bundles. So that would be Asur, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But as long as it's just on the normal way, without these extra ties, so then the Rashbag would say it's mutter to put it on from Erev Shabbos. So it's a Machlokas Tanaim, whether the ukaf can be put on Erev Shabbos. Okay, but Tanakama said mutter. The Tanakama said also, Rav Shimon Gamliel said mutter. But the Merdas itself, everybody agrees to that it's mutter. Can you put this sackcloth on the, not the sackcloth, the cloth that goes under the saddle on Shabbos? We just said you can put it on before Shabbos. That's how we explain the Mishnah. But can you put it on Shabbos? Forget Hotzah issues. What about just to put it on in the house? Tosfos here points out what the issue is. What's the Havamina to make it Aser? Tosfos in Dibur Maschu Mahu says, no, the Havamina is not the Shita that we learned back on Daf Mem Beis, the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, which holds, remember Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Kli Nital El Lezarach Davar HaNital. Rabbi Yitzchak was the one that said that you can't move Muksa on Shabbos, and you can't move anything for the purpose of helping the Muksa. Right? You can't take something to cover up an egg that was laid. That was Ein Kli Nital El Lezarach Davar HaNital. So Joseph says, that's not the Havamina here. That's not why he's asking, can you put the Merdas on the animal on Shabbos? Because Joseph explains that an animal, it's Muksa, but it's not really called a davar she'inu nital, because let's say if the animal walks itself, you can walk the animal on Shabbos. It's davar hamitaltel. An animal is not something that doesn't move. Right? But what's Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha? Ein kli nital el zark davar hanital, something that can be moved. But if something moves, but you can't move it. But even if it moves by itself, it wouldn't be included in that halacha. So Tosfos says the Havamina can't be based on Rabbi Yitzchak. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says later on in the Tosfos, across from where Rabbi Nachmanel starts, El Anir El Reed, the time of Shem Tircha de Shabbos. This is a Tircha issue. The question is, and that's what a lot of what's going to come up in the next couple of lines, how much are you allowed to be matriach for an animal on Shabbos? Forget muksa issues, but you're not supposed to do above and beyond tircha on Shabbos. So how much are you allowed to be matriach for your animal on Shabbos? Again, on Amid Beis, we're going to talk about what about if your animal's life is in danger or tzar bali chayim, how far are you allowed to go? Touching an animal would be moving it. So how can you put it? You would have to put it on from on top and not touch it. I mean, you're right. That's what the first line of the Gemara up here, Kshura Lo Me'erev Shabbos, the Rush said the reason you can't tie it on is because you're going to be touching it. But maybe putting it on, forget Hotzah issues. You're going to put it on in your house, and you're not going to go anywhere. So you're not worried about Hotzah. If it falls off, it falls off. So in that kind of case, you're able to put something on top of an animal without moving it. Right? Without even touching it. Just hold it over and drop it on. That's not going to be a problem. Again, touching a car with your finger, that's mutter on Shabbos, right? It's not going to move the car with your finger. But an animal, the fur and the skin, you know, the chara, any type of touching would cause it to move. So that's why I guess you'd have to put it on very carefully on top. So he asks Rav Asi bar Nasan, can you put the merdas on the chamar on Shabbos? So the Rav Chiya bar Rav Asi answered mutter. It's mutter to put it on, no problem. Omer Le, it's not an extra tircha. In other words, according to the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, it's not an extra tircha to put it on. Omer Le, so then he asks, v'chima bein zeh le'ukaf. So what's the big deal about the ukaf, the saddle itself? If you can put the merdaz, you can put the cloth on underneath, so why can't you put the ukaf on either? What's the big deal? Ishtik. So he did not, Rav Chiya bar Ashi did not answer him. So the Gemara assumes, by the fact that he didn't answer him, what we call shtika, not shtika kahoda, but a shtika, the quiet, because he didn't have an answer. But really, he held that ukav was also mutter. That's what the Gemara assumes now. He says that merdas is mutter. That he says, why is ukav such a big problem? He didn't answer him. The Gemara assumes now, incorrectly, we're going to change it in a minute, the Gemara assumes now that he would also matir putting on the saddle itself. So because of that, the Gemara asks a question. If you have a saddle on top of a donkey, you can't take it off on Shabbos, but you're allowed to, you can take, lead the animal into your chatzer, and it'll fall off by itself. But you're not allowed to remove it with your hands. So the Gemara asks, Hashta lito amrit lo, lahaniach li boy, if this Brisa even said you can't take off the saddle, for sure you can't put it on in the first place, so how could you, the person who was ishtik, the person who was quiet, we assume he was quiet because he matured the ukaf, putting the saddle on, how could he say that? The Brisa says otherwise. So Amalei Rav Zeira Shavkei, Rav Zeira says, leave him alone. Karabi svirale, he yells like his Rebbe. In other words, as we're going to see, it's not that he didn't answer because he allowed the ukaf. He just holds like his Rebbe who only mentioned the merdas. So he didn't have an answer about the ukaf. So Gemara is going to explain what the chiluk is. But don't be medayik from his quiet. To Omer Rebchia Barashi Omer Rav, because he holds like his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rav, as we'll see. Omer Rav, so Tolin Traskal Abhema B'Shabbos, L'kal V'chomer L'merdas. Rav holds, you're allowed to hang a traskel. We had traskel back in the Carmelis Gemaras. Traskel is a basket. You're allowed to hang a basket of food around the animal's neck on Shabbos. V'kavachomer, look, in order for the animal to eat from. V'kavachomer l'merdas. And surely, if you can hang a traskel, you could surely hang a merdas. This cloth that keeps the animal warm. Why? What's the kavachomer? Uma hasam demishum tanuk shari. If you're allowed to put the food there in the basket around the neck, why are you putting the food around the basket? Says Rashi and says the Mefarshim, because you're making it a little easier for the animal. The animal doesn't have to bend down all the way to the ground to eat. You're putting it in the basket. But that's tanug. That's a pleasure for the animal. If Rav Matur's a pleasure, being matriach to give the animal a tanug, then surely, hachamishim tsar lo koshkin, surely to prevent the animal from being uncomfortable. He's freezing. We said a chamor is always cold. So putting this blanket on him, under the saddle, that surely would be mutter. That is Shita's Rav. That not only is preventing tsar for the animal mutter on Shabbos, but also giving him a tanug is also not called extra tirch on Shabbos. That's Shita's Rav. And that's what the Rav who didn't answer, that's what he holds like. Therefore, he didn't speak about the ukaf. That's why he didn't answer him. But Shmuel amar, mirdas mutter traskol usser. But Shmuel hells no. Shmuel says mirdas is mutter. In other words, the blanket that keeps the animal warm, you're allowed to put on Shabbos, because that's preventing him from tsar. But traskol usser, Shmuel says you can't put a food in a basket around the neck of an animal on Shabbos. That is extra tircha. So that's what the Gemara is going to talk about now. This machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel who allows you even to be matriach for an animal to give him tanug. And Rav, that's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel disallows that. Rav says that's even mutter. Shmuel says that only preventing tsar for the animal is mutter, but giving tanuk to the animal is not. You're not allowed to be matriach for on Shabbos. Some say the machronim in the back, as Rav Lozemir Harwood says, maybe this is connected to something I'm going to refer to. Bezer and Amud Beis on top. The issue of tsar balechayim. How is it daraisa? Is it drabanan? That's a question in the poskim. Right, as where is it mentioned in the Torah that you're not allowed to. Right, that'll be mitzvah balechayim. It's not a good idea, right? It's not recommended to put animals in pain. But if you see an animal in pain, how much are you allowed to do? Especially if it's Shabbos, it's a big issue. I remember one of my talmidim last year came over to me and was speaking about their pets that they had a certain issue the past Shabbos. What was he allowed to do? So I always got to be worried about those questions because like it's past tense. So whatever, so I'm like, what did you do? So then you have to always get the answer first. But anyway, it's a serious issue. Because it's not just like, oh, it's you know, that we don't say that by an animal. But obviously there's a balance that if animals are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures. And we try our best to help them out. But that is part of this issue between Rav and Shmuel. How much are you allowed to do for an animal? Actually, I'll just say it right now. The Shmir Shabbos quotes that... Ain Osin, this is just in terms of Shabbos, but there's a lot in general. Tzav Alechayim is an issue. We're always supposed to prevent Tzav Alechayim, but the Shmir Shabbos says if an animal's life is in danger on Shabbos, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. You can't. I mean, you could have a guy do something, but you can't. The Shmir Shabbos says in Perachav Zayin, Ain Osin Litzarach Rufuasa Shabahema Kol Malacha Afilu Yesh Barak Mishum Isur Derabanan. You can't even violate a derabanan for an animal. Ulam, but if you have a type of iser she'enoveya mi malacha Shabbos, but if you have an iser that's not a malacha derabanan, but it's just a gzeira because you're worried a person's going to do something else if you allow this, so then we would allow it. So for example, giving an animal medicine. So we're going to learn on Amud Beis. Today's daf is the Gemara about taking medicines on Shabbos. So that you're allowed to do because that's asa mishum, you can't give it to people because people are going to come to grind. So that gzeira wouldn't apply to animals. You're allowed to give the animals medicine on Shabbos. Lahazrik lazrika, or to give it an injection, or to be metalto muksa for it, or to wipe something on the animal. But as long as you don't violate memareach, the issue of a smoothing out anointment. But again, very very limited, very limited. To get an adjur to do it would obviously be have more flexibility. But in general, there is certain limitations. Shabbos is Shabbos. Anyway, so that's just the Derech Agav point on this Gemara. But we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How much of tircha are you allowed to do for the animal on Shabbos? Rav says you're even allowed to do tircha for Tano. You're allowed to put the basket of food around its neck. And Shmuel says, no, only preventing it from pain, meaning putting on the cloth to keep it warm, but giving it Tano, says Shmuel, is Aser. Right. Until now, we've had other reasons why you're not allowed to do things here. But according to the way Tosas read the Gemara, that's what I'm in, Tosas said it's a tircha issue. Right. Are you worried that it's going to fall off? Or hotza'a? Or you might have to do another hishtamshus with the animal. Again, I think I didn't see anyone else specifically that said, that spoke about. Oh, Rashi talks about whether it's a masui or not. I just see now. Merdas mutter tzitzarahi hilkach orche bahaki vlav masuhu. Okay, there might be different reasons behind this also. Continues the Gemara. Other of Kiyah Bar Yosef, Amr Lishmai Sadrav Kami de Shmuel, Amr Lei, Hachi Amr Abalo, Yada Bamili de Shabsa Velo Klum. Rav Shita was set in front of Shmuel, and Shmuel says, if this is what Rav said, he doesn't know anything about Hilcha Shabbos. Okay, Shmuel's allowed to say that, I guess. Kisalik Reb Zera, Ashkechelu, Reb Binyamin Bar Yefes, Yosef Akamar Lei Mish, and Rav was on the border of Rav Tano Pollock, we're going to have it on my base. But I guess Shmuel, he could say that. So Kisalik, when Reb Zera left Ashkechelu, Reb Zimin Bar Yefes, he found Reb Zimin Bar Yefes, the Yosef Akamar Lei Mish, Reb Yochanan, he found Reb Zera, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this might be when Reb Zera went to Eretz Yisrael. Remember, we had a few Gemaras already. Reb Zera always wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted we didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to see him. But here, when he went up, he went to hear something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who was from Eretz Yisrael. Nosin Mirdas Agabe Chamar B'Shabbos. He heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to put on this Mirdas on the Chamar on Shabbos. So Amala Yaisher says, okay, very nice, Yeshikoach. V'chein Tergama Aryuch B'Bavel. And the Aryuch, the strong one in Bavel, also says that. Aryuch Manu Shmuel. And who's Aryuch Shmuel? So Gemara has 1 second. Rav Nami Umra. Rav also holds you're allowed to put the Mirdas on. Everybody holds that you're allowed to put this Mirdas on, the cloth, to keep the animal warm. So what do you mean it's only Shmuel? Ella Shameh Dahavim Misayim. No, he heard him say the second line, Ve'in Tolin Traskel B'Shabbos. He heard him say this extra line that you can't put the basket of food, so that's Shmuel. Amar Le'yayishah V'chein Tirgam Aryuch B'Bavo. Right? Because Rav matured that. Rav allowed putting on the basket of food because that's even Rav said that's tanuk for the animal, but still it's mutter. Period. So now the Gemara gets back to what it was referring to earlier. Everybody, though, both Rav and Shmuel holds, you're allowed to put on the merdas, the cloth on Shabbos. The other machlokas is about the traskal, and also we mentioned earlier that the ukaf, putting the saddle on itself, not the cloth that goes under it, but the saddle is aser. So maishna mi ukaf, why do you not allowed to put the ukaf on? Why are you only allowed to put the merdas on? So Gemara gives two possibilities. Number one, shiny hasam de'efshar denachol mameila. Maybe the merdas, when it's put on, it's really tied there. It's not going to fall off. But the ukaf can fall off. Like we said earlier, you allow the animal to walk into your chatzar and it'll fall off by itself. So obviously, something might fall off, then you're worried it'll fall off and you might come to pick it up and carry it. So here, Barrow, we already were going away from Tircha. That's one reason. Rav Papa says, no, there's a difference between putting on a mirdas, putting on the cloth, and taking off the saddle, which is what was referred to before. Putting on the saddle, the Mefarshim say, is not even on Rav Papa's radar screen. That's he's not answering that question. But what was referred to before was the taking off the saddle. So what's the difference between putting on the merdas and taking off the saddle? So putting lechamama islay tzara. When you're putting on the merdas, the cloth, that's needed because the chamar is always cold, as we said. The chamar is always cold, so you're warming it up. So that you're allowed to do. Litzanana islay tzara. But let's say the donkey just came from a big schlep. It was schlepping something. And you want to help it cool off. So you want to take off the saddle in order to help it cool off. The chamar says you don't have to do that. It's going to cool off anyway. Just give it a few minutes to rest. And it's going to cool off by itself. So that's why that's called extra tircha. Let's say according to the way Tosas reason. And therefore that would be usur. But hayna damri inshi, that's what people say. Chamra, filu b'tkufas tamas, kari relay. Right, donkeys are always cold. Even b'tkufas tamas. I saw one in the Sefer Biri Chasidus Shas. I just looked it up. I don't remember who said it. I think it was one of the. I don't remember who. He says that there was a story that one of the Rebbes was learning, and some of the Talmidim were schwitzing, and it was so hot, and it was, oh, they were complaining, Rebbe, it's so hot. And so he said to them, he says, Yisachar chamor garim, if you put yourself into the Torah like a chamor, and you push yourself, and you take the all of Torah, it says chamor, if you live betkufas Thomas career away, it'll cool you off, you know, you'll forget about the heat. You just gotta push yourself in Torah, and you won't worry about the heat. I guess we take air conditionings though, anyway. Meisvei, continues the Gemara. Remember the machlokas we're talking about. Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that even latano for the animal is mutter. Shmuel says no, only to prevent sar, but not latano. So Meisvei, the Tosefta, lo yeti azuf biznav shuel, a horse is not allowed to go out. Again, and this already is going away from the tircha issues, because we're talking about lo yetze, talking about hotza issues, shvisas behento. And the horse is not allowed to go out with this, tail of a fox. Zan of shuel, Rashi here says it was for ayin hara. Also, this beautiful ribbon between its eyes that was put there for noi. Lo yeti azav kishalo. Azav is not allowed to go out with his kiss. We had that line earlier, right? To try to catch his ziva, either to check if he's having another re'ia for karbanos purposes or for bedika purposes. Velo izim bekis shebedadehen, and goats are not allowed to go out with a cover around their udders. Velopar b'chasom shebefia, and a cow can't go out with a muzzle in its mouth. Velo sayachim b'trasklin shebefiem, and also other types of mules or colts are not allowed to go out with a traskel with a basket in their mouth. Lirishes harabim. So what does it say here? That these animals are allowed to go out with the last one is important for us. The traskel, they can't go out with the traskel in their mouth to rishus harabim. Keep that in mind. Velo behemas b'salon shebaragleha, an animal is allowed to go out with let's say we call them horseshoes, salon shebaragleha, velo bekamia af apishu mumche, or with an amulet that's meant for refuah purposes, even though it's a mumche, even though it's an expert amulet. What does that mean? Rashi here says three times it's worked. Ripa gimel pa'amim. Right, that also is an important Rashi for alternative medicine therapies. Meaning, what are you, which we're going to have a mukkah in a minute, it's a huge sugya, but when are you allowed to try different things? When are you allowed to be mechabel yourself? So here, Rashi calls meduke menus, not menusa, but at least mumche, three times. So that's what, comes up here on the side. But the animal can't go out with his kamiya, with his amulet, even if it's worked three times. Vizu chomer bivahim bivadam. And this is a chomra by animals more than people. And the havamina is that this last line is referring to the kamiya case. That we're gonna see later on that people are allowed to go out with certain types of kamiyas on Shabbos. In a place without an eruv, let's say a type of necklace with a red bendel type of thing. And it says the animals can't. So we'll get back to that. Aval yotziu be'eged shal gavi hamaka. What is an animal allowed to go out with? It could go out with a bandage on its wounds. Ubekshishin shal gavi hashever. Let's say it has splints. Rashi explains splints on a broken bone. Ubeshilya amadul delaspa, and with a placenta hanging out from it partially. So all these things, I guess, are the chashash is not that it's going to come out; it's still attached to the animal, and therefore it's not going to come off. You're not going to be metal to it. Upoking la zug bitsavara. If it has a bell on it, you should stuff up the bell in its so it doesn't make noise on the Shabbos. Umatayal zimabachatzer. End of Tosefta. And you're allowed to walk with it with the bell stuffed. As long as the bell is stuffed, you're allowed to walk with it in a chatzer. Even separate from the Hashmas Kol issue, Rashi goes to the Gemara later on, that there are other issues about having a bell on an animal on Shabbos. But anyway, what's important for us? K'tani Mihas, what's the line that's important for us from this Tosefta? These animals are not allowed to go out with a basket in their mouths. Turishas Arabim. Lurishas Arabim Udalo. Only all the way out to Rishas Arabim they can't. Haba Chatzer Shabar Dami. But just around the house, Chatzer Shabar Dami, they're allowed to. Ay, Maila Begdolum Shib Tanug. Aren't we talking about big animals, big Sayachim? And what does it say here? They're allowed to inside the Chatzer. And that's tanug for the animal to put the basket on. Kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, Tol tanug is asur. So Gemara answers, lo. No, but tanug im shimsar. No, we're talking about small animals, which Rashi here explains have tall knees, tall legs, and a short neck. So it's tsar for them to bend down to the ground in order to get their food. So putting the basket of food around their neck, that's prevents tsar. That's not tanug, and therefore everybody allows that. Dekanami, diktani, dumya to kamiya shmamina. And it's provable from the Brisa, of course. We compare two cases of the Brisa. One is putting this basket around, and the next line is about the Kamiya. Kamiya is obviously preventing tsar, preventing pain. So too is the Traska. Okay. Yeah. which is a rabbi, would be an extra point of hotzah related to the masui case. Something extra, the shvisas behemto, to take for your animal to carry a masui out to shizrabi, might be an issue of shvisas behemto. Your animals have to rest on Shabbos too. Right, if it's for their, if it's mishum tsar, then it might be allowed. But it's what in the case of tsar, but it's still lost to mishum shizrabi in a chinami. So maybe that the shizrabi and the shvisas behemto would override it. It's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah. Can you put it on before Shabbos? If you put it on before Shabbos, that's what the beginning of the Gemara spoke about. To think about it, whether it would be on before Shabbos. If it's a tircha issue, for sure, it's okay, because you are matriach on Shabbos. But if it's a going out to Shabbos Rabbim issue, but this is an issue of Shvisas Vehemto still. Shvisas Vehemto could be an issue even if you put it on an Erev Shabbos.
So that you could, but it doesn't mean that you can't have it on them if they're going to stay in Rishas Eidah.
So the Gemara could have been machad between before and after Shabbos. Right, in a chinami. Okay. Amar Mark, top line. So the Tosefta that we just quoted said that an animal is not allowed to go out with this amulet, even if it's a mumcha, even if it's a professional amulet. Later on it says that a person is not allowed to go out with a kamiya that's not shel mumche, right? It's not peduke, ha mumche shaper dummy, but mashma that a person can go out with a mumche. So an easy answer could have been, the Rishonim say, there's a difference between people and animals. But the Gemara does not answer that right now, because the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. So hachanami she'eno mumche, says the Braisa, says the Gemara, right? Really? Yep, you're right. The person is this case is talking about a case where it's not a mumcha. That's the only one that an animal is not allowed to go out with. What do you mean it says here that it's shel mumcha? You're not allowed to go out with it. So says the Gemara, no. What it means is mumcha la adam being a mumcha la behema. The one that the animal is not allowed to go out with is if it's tested, if it's a mumcha to heal people, but it's not mumcha to heal animals. Even though usually it works in the opposite direction. Usually you test things on animals before you test them on people in medical science. But to here, let's say you have this amulet that's worked for people and hasn't worked for animals. That's what's being referred to in the Tosefta, that an animal is not allowed to go out with it. Do you have such a thing? So Gwar says, yeah, in. Why would it work by a person and not work by animals? Adam de islay mazla mesayale. Adam, which has mazel. So then the amulet can help because the Adam has mazel. But behema de lesle mazel lo mesayale. A behema which doesn't have mazel lo mesayale. What does mazel mean? Again, somebody wanted to give a shiur on this next Shavuos. Right, I forgot who writes it, but it's an amazing topic. What exactly is mazel? What does Rashi here say? What's mazel? Third line on top. Malach shalo umelitz alav. Special protective agencies in Shemayim. Malach shalo umelitz alav. That's again, it's a huge discussion. The Gemara says later on in Shabbos, a mazel Yisrael. What does it mean that a behemoth does not have mazel? Does that mean, is that connected to hashgacha? The Sefer Chinuch in one of the mitzvahs says people have personal hashgacha, but animals have species hashgacha. So is that what this means? That the mazel for behemoths but there are species that got extinct. So why do you fit that in? Maybe that really we don't call them the correct species, but. Fascinating line that Adam has mazel, therefore the kamiya might have worked for him. So ihachi. So if we've said lamaisa that there's really not major differences between the type of kamiya that a person is allowed to go out with and animals. So what does that last line of the Tosefta mean? Ma'izachomer bebehemim be Adam. What does it mean that the behemah is more chomer than Adam? So the Gemara says misavres hakamiya koya sandal koy. That line of the brisa is not referring to the previous line of the brisa, the kamiyas, because regarding kamiyas, there's not much difference between people and animals. It's referring to the sandal that animals are not allowed to go out with a sandal shebiragleha, but people are allowed to go out with sandals. People could go out with shoes. So that's the difference. That's more chomer, but behema miba adam. Okay, so I was going to talk a little bit. I'm not going to. We don't have so much time. But this big issue about refuah beduka menusas. That about how much alternative medicines, how much you're allowed to try, how much you have a chiv to try, right? The chiv of rapa yurape. How much are you allowed to try? How much is it also to try? Some type of crazy. Somebody's there's the doctor. It's Rahman al-Islam, it's halacha l'maisa. Let's say there are certain type of refuahs that are not tested, that are new, and the FDA doesn't approve them yet. Are you allowed to try them if nothing else works? What if it's being chovah ba'atzmacha? What if it's causing No, that if it's putting yourself in more danger, it might work, but it might. These are serious questions. So again, but it's part of the issue is here this Gemara that Rashi that says it's worked three times. So that's by a Kamiya Mumcha. Tashma, Vayter in the Gemara. Sachen umafarkas in la adam, sachen umafarkas in la behema. You're allowed to anoint umafarkas, and Rashi here explains take off scabs. You're allowed to take off extra scabs. It seems to be referring to loose scabs, so there's no gozes issue. Usually, if you take off something connected to your skin, it's gozes, it's shearing. But I guess here there's no. It's not that type of case. So it says you're allowed to do that for a person, but not for a behema. So ma'ila dika mako mishim tsar. Aren't we talking about a case where it hurts and they want the animal wants you to take it off, but you're still not allowed to. This is mishim tsar. So why can't you take it off? Kasha on Rav and Shmuel, because both of them say that you're allowed to prevent tsar for an animal. Whereas it's loads of gomer maka. Really, the maka is totally healed. Umishim tanug, and it's not doing that pain, but it would feel better. It would feel great without this on it. So that's why it is usser. What about Rav? Rav says Bishop Tanig is mutter. The Rashi here says Rav Tanu Paul. Rav always is allowed to argue on. Rav was on the border between the Tanam and the Amoraim, so that's why he's allowed to argue on a Mishnah Brice or Tosefta. So Gemara doesn't even have to answer it. Tashma, another kasha. Behemish afsadam ima midinu samayim bishoshet tisanein. An animal that gets some type of sickness, let's say a fever, you're not allowed to put it into water in order to cool it off. But a person is allowed to jump into a cold water if a person is in the level of being sick, right? Certain types of sicknesses. So the Gemara is assuming, question, why can you do this to a behema? Behema's in pain, so therefore to prevent pain, you're allowed to do things for the behema. So why can't you put him into the cold water? Ula says, no, the famous shchika samamanim, you're not allowed to do it because medicinal. You're not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos. So the Gemara here assumes that if you put the animal into the cold on Shabbos, so then people might think that, hey, healing is mutter on Shabbos, therefore they might come to grind up their herbs, which are used for medicine, which is an issur d'oraisa of tochein. So that's why they're abundant asered all medicines on Shabbos. And the poskim say, even though bizman hazeh, medicines are, we don't make, many medicines are not made by grinding, and what about liquids, and what about many issues? The gzeirah is still in place. The gzeirah is still in place, and one is not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos for certain types of cholim, which we'll try to get in a minute. Ihachi adam nami. So the Gemara says, so if you're worried about the animal, so adam also. A person also, you shouldn't be able to put it into the cold shower. So no, adam nira kemekar. Nobody's going to think that it's medicine, because sometimes people go schwitzing. They put their body underneath a cold water. So yachi, not a total bath. That's the gzera, and not a hot bath, right? That was the gzera that we had a couple of daf ago. That you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, even if water heated up before Shabbos. Yachi limar says behema naminir kemekar. They'll also think the animal's just cooling off, right? You see a rhinoceros play in the water. It's cooling off. It's not mishum sar. So ain't make ala behema. No, ain't make ala behema. Another Rashi here explains. No, but people don't put animals in to cool off. Into water. If a person puts an animal in, it's obviously mishum refua, and if it's mishum refua, so then is an isser that's an extension of the gzeira of shechika samamanim of refua on Shabbos. But something that's not nikar, that's refua, so that's why it's mutter. So that's also one of the heterim of taking medicines on Shabbos. Something that's not nikar, that is refua. Let's say I hate chicken soup, but I'm eating the chicken soup because I have a cold. And I'm only eating it for the medicinal medicine. So A, that's mutter, because it's not nikar, that is medicine. B, is also, that's called machol bruyim. That's healthy people's food. Therefore, that's not going to be us. Continues the Gemara, the behema migas rinan. So, do we make zeras by behemos if the behema might be nifsad, might get sick, etc. Of a hatanya, let's say the animals v'logas rinan dimasi lasuye. Let's say the animals standing outside the tchum, and I'm inside the tchum. I'm allowed to reach out and try to call the animal back into the tchum. And I'm not gozer, I might go outside the tchum in order to get the animal. So you see, when it comes to animals which might get lost, you're allowed to do certain things. So too, as the Gemara, why in the case where the animal is sick, you're not allowed to put it into the cold water, mishum zera. Here it says, it's mutter, we're not gozer when it comes to animals. So if I'm Ravina, no. It's not really, there's a different reason why you're not gozer there. Gon shahaya tchum shala muvla betok tchum shalo. Really, the animal was given to a shepherd before Shabbos. And the animal, therefore, has the rules of the shepherd. So let's say the animal is outside its own tchum, but it's within your tchum. So there, you're allowed to try to get it back into your tzchum. So really, that's why you're not gozer, mishum, that that you might go out of the tzchum. Because you're not near the edge of your tzchum. Generally, you do make zeiros by animals. That's the rule. That's the first brisa. But the second one is a special okimta, why you're not worried mishum gzeira. The issue of shrika samamanim, how much you extend it to animals, bechlau, is a machlokas tanoim. Detanya, behemesh achlo karshina lo yiritzena bechazi bishvosha disrape, an animal that ate a lot of beans or other type of animal food, you're not allowed to make it run around in the chatzah right after it eats in order to digest the food well. Because that's a type of refuah and we don't allow it. Verboshia matir, verboshia is matir, no, you're allowed to. So again, it's a machlokas in general, how much do you extend the gzeiras of refuah to animals? Darsha Abba, halacha gravoshia, mati, mutter. Again, we don't have time to go into it so much, but we've discussed many times in the past the four types of cholim on Shabbos, regarding refuah b'Shabbos. Chol sheyesh bo sakana, chol sheein bo sakana, chol b'miksas, and mechush ba'alma. The first top two could take medicines on Shabbos. A chol she'ein yesh bo sakana obviously could do malach d'araisas. A chol she'ein bo sakana, which you have to look in the poskim, what's called a chol she'ein bo sakana, no fellow mishkab, somebody who has to go to bed, somebody who can't function properly on Shabbos and they have to lie down, that's a chol she'ein bo sakana. Besides the other cholash ein bo sakanas, and that type of person is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. A Jew is allowed to do any drabanan for that type of chola. Yeah, but less than that, a chola b'miksas or mechush ba'alma, somebody just doesn't feel well. Somebody has a cough. Somebody, so you can't take medicine. That's the gzeira is not for healthy people. It's obviously for somebody who needs the medicine. So those would be us to take medicine on Shabbos. Again, that you can rechaz this if you want in the Nishmas Avram. I have it on page of the English one, Narachayim, page 182. If you want to chazer it, beginning of Shin Chav Ches. Omamar, third white line. Lo yitzi azav b'kishalov l'izim b'kishav b'dadehen. We had the line from the Tosefta before, that Azav was not allowed to go out with his kiss, with his packet underneath his the ziva coming out, and goats cannot go out with a kiss around their udders. V'hatani yotzos izim b'kishav b'dadehen. Either Bryce says that they're allowed to. Three answers. Rabbi Yehuda, lokasha hadim mehedik, hadim lo mehedik. Depends if it's tight or not. If it's tight, we're not worried that it's going to fall off, so it's mutter to put this cup, this catch around the udders. But if it's loose, we're worried. Rabbi Yosef amar tanoi shekadam yalma. Rabbi Yosef says you took two brises and you think it's a problem to put these two together. Tanoi, it's a machlokas. Don't try to make ukimtas. Don't try to figure out what it means. It's a machlokas. It's non, because our Mishnah says ha'izim yotzos tsruros. The Tanakam and our Mishnah said everything's mutter. So that's the one that said it's mutter. Rav Yosef Bekulon. Rav Yosef is the one that said it's asur. So you see, it's a machlokas. Chutz ben arachilos akvunos, except for the arachilos with a certain covering on their sheep, which the Gemara is going to talk about tomorrow, Rav Hashem. So that's mutter. Rav Yehuda Omer. Izim, this is the third sheet in our Mishnah, what we mentioned at the beginning of the day. Izim yotzos tsruros liabish of alol chalif. The goats are allowed to have their udders tied up tightly to dry them out, but not loosely to catch the milk. So based on that, the Gemara says v'baisei, but there's a third way to get out of the steer in the brises. It depends how much you tied it up. If you tied it up tightly to dry out the udders, mutter. Dried out loosely to catch the milk, aser. Tanya Amar Yehuda, Ma'isa be'izim based on tuch yeshay daden gasin. A story where his goats had huge udders. Vasulam kisa gadeshal isru tu dadayan. They made coverings for them so their udders wouldn't get scratched by the thorns as they walk in the field. Okay, so it's just a question of how tight the coverings on these udders of goats have to be. Tanu Rabbanan, amazing story. Ma'isa be'echad shemesa ishtao be'inicha ben linok. Right, a man, or Rahman al-Islan, his wife died, and he didn't have any, and she left a nursing son the days before formula in the times of the Gemara. Velohayalo schar minika lita, and he didn't have enough money to hire out a nurser. Venasalo nes, veniftachulo dadin kishne dade isha, vehenikas beno. A nes happened, and this man grew, breasts that were able to give milk to the son, and he nursed his son. He nursed his son. Amar of Yosef, bo re'eh, kama gadol adam zeh, shenal salones kazeh. Rav Yosef says, what an unbelievable person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does such a nace, he changes my sabriya, unbelievable. Amar le Abaya adaraba, kama garua adam zeh, shenish tanalo sidre beishas. Says Abaya, what a terrible person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change the world for this guy. Amazing machlokas. Again, we don't have so much time to talk about it. Two different outlooks. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do a nace for somebody. Is that kama garua maisazeh or kama gadol maisazeh? What's a bias hezber? We'll get to it in a minute. But the We'll get to it in a minute. We'll mention something, but again, there's a lot to talk about. Amar Rav Yehuda bo rei kamakashim zanos shel adam. Rav Yehuda says, see how difficult it is to give parnasa to a person. Shinish tanu alav sidrei brachos. That you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do nisan to give this guy parnasa. That's just a reflection, says Rav Yehuda, how what HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to do. Everything's nisan and it flows. That's just a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does. Amar Rav Nachman teda. Rav Nachman says, I'll prove it to you. The Mizrachish nisam lo ivru mizone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are more, the way Rashi explains this line is that there are so many nisim, it's kind of opposite of the previous line. There's so many nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to save lives, but to give mizonos, he doesn't make things grow on your wall. He does it b'derech hateva. So that's what he says, Mizrachish nisa, the way Rashi explains it, that you see it's kashin, it's so difficult to give mizonos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally doesn't do nisim to give mizonos. He does nisim to save lives, but he doesn't do so nisim to save for mizonos. The Marsha just has a hara here. What do you mean he doesn't do nisim? He just did a nis to give mizonos. So what do you mean he doesn't do nisim to give mizonos? So the Marsha says, really, that this nis of the man being able to nurse is not really a nis gomor. It doesn't fall under the category of inkol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. Because a man has something there, but they're b'koach and not b'foal. Usually they're not able to nurse, but here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives b'foal, so it's not as much of a nace of yesh miayin. Because there is something there, even in males. But there is just one interesting point. We'll finish in a minute and a half. I saw the Gon Yaakov, on the one of the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov, asks, what was, this kind of Abdalmakov's klus? What's the bayit doing? Kama garua maisazeh, b'tzedek tishvat amisecha, it's a mitzvah zaseh. What do you mean, what do you enjoy? Kama garua maisazeh. So says the Gon Yaakov, so maybe they're both really saying the same thing. The first opinion says that, oh, it's unbelievable, this person is amazing, great. So that's he had an ace done to him. But says Abaye, no, we've had Gemaras previously that once there are two, in Achinami, this man is great. But there are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give somebody something. He could make a total nace, or he can make him win the lottery, which isn't that. It's a nace, but nace for clothes in Teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you Parnassa in two ways. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the nace way, we've had before that when a nace is done to a person, Menachem lo mizchuyosav, then his zchuyos get lessened. That's why Yaakov Avinu was worried that he had all this stuff, all the nisim happened to him. So Abaye is saying, Kama Gurum, I says that after the fact. I feel bad for this person because he had so much done for him, and now Gurum, I says that I feel bad because now he has less zchuyos. So that's one way where he's not saying he was Garua beforehand, he's just saying he was Garua afterwards. Just three more lines and then we'll finish. Tanur Abanan, but again, there's a lot more, there's different hashkafas. I was trying to think, I didn't get to finish yet thinking, but maybe Rav Yosef was blind. Was he influenced by his ailment? Abaya was a Yasom. Was he influenced by his ailment? Different outlooks. I haven't put it together yet, but it's just food for thought to think about. Tanur Abanan. Maisa badam echad shenasa isha gidemes lo hikir bo ad yom osa. There's a man who married a woman who was a gidemes. Gidemes means she had an amputated arm. And he didn't realize it until the day she died. Amar Rav. Bo rei kam etsnua isha zu shelo hikir babaylo. Wow, what a tsnua woman. She always had her arms covered. What do you mean? If a woman has this ailment, of course she'd keep it covered. It doesn't prove that she's a tsnua. Everybody would want to cover it up. It's the man's sneas that he didn't look at it. He didn't look at it his whole life. Okay, like the story about Avram Avinu, he didn't realize the beauty of Sarah until they had to go on the derech. I'm first to point out here that the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin says, Asala Adam Sheikadish Isto Ashirena. Right, you're not allowed to be married a person until you see her, until you go on a date, until you look at her a little bit. So, A, either that applies to the face, that applies to other, you don't have to look at the hand, A. Or B, I think the Yavish or somebody in the back is quoted as saying that maybe by tsnuim shevet tsnuim, who aren't going to look at their lives their whole life, maybe they might be in a different category. But either way, Lamaisa, these are some very interesting stories regarding these issues. Okay, we have a few. The next couple of lines go very quickly. Menachem Hashem will do it tomorrow. It's about descriptions of what's happening in the Mishnah, different types of kshiris. Okay, today's shiur again was Refuah Shleima, Chaya Hodes Bas Rachel, and Hashem, we will continue. Everybody, try to please come on time. We had to start a few minutes late today, and so we had a rush. Everybody, try. Let's go 6:10. Mechazik each other and be there on time.